Well, it's always good to be with you and to be able to bring God's word to you.
好开心可以将神嘅话语带俾大家。
And thank you, Spencer, for translating.
多谢 Spencer 翻译。
Well, there is a TV show called The Antiques Roadshow, where people bring in old antique items to be appraised by experts.
有一个电视节目叫做《古董巡回秀》，咁佢就将嗰啲古董就俾啲专家鉴定评价。
In some cases, people bring in items that they think might have decent value, and they are happy to find out they're right.
有啲时候佢哋带咗啲古董嚟，觉得应该值翻咁上下价钱，咁佢哋发现系啱喎，咁就好开心。
But other times, the owners are absolutely shocked when they find out that their antique items are worth a fortune.
但有时候嗰啲嘅古董嘅人就发觉原来佢哋嗰个古董系好高价值，咁就觉得非常震惊。
Back in 2009, there was a woman in North Carolina who brought in a collection of jade items that her father had bought in China in the 30s and 40s.
在2009年，有一个女士在北卡罗来纳州那里是有一批玉器，是她爸爸在中国30年到40年代那里买回来。
It turned out that those jade items dated back to the Qing Dynasty in the 18th century.
那一批的玉器原来是清朝，18世纪清朝的时候那么旧。
She even had a large jade dragon bowl with an inscription on the bottom that indicated it was made for the emperor himself.
她有一个大的玉龙碗，她底那里就刻着是为皇上自己做的。
She thought it was worth something, but she was amazed when she found out it was worth an estimated $1 million or more.
她以为会值一些钱，但是她很惊叹地发现原来是值100万元以上。
And while we all wish we had an item like that in our homes, I'd submit to you that most of you probably do have something of great value in your home that you overlook.
我哋可能都好想有一件咁样嘅高价值嘅嘢，我哋就认为其实我哋家中都有一个好高价值嘅东西，我哋忽略咗。
I'm not really talking about something, but someone, mothers.
我唔系讲紧一件物件，而系讲紧一个人，就系母亲。
Proverbs 31:10 says, "An excellent wife who can find? She is far more precious than jewels."
箴言31:10，才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值胜过珍珠。
And of course, this is true about mothers too, since you know that the rest of Proverbs 31 describes this woman not just as a wife, but also as a mother.
咁呢个才德嘅妇人唔系单止系一个妻子，而系母亲，因为喺箴言31之后亦都写到。
I think there's a lot of reasons why mothers are often undervalued and overlooked today.
有好多理由，今日系母亲系被轻看同埋被忽视。
We live in a time when work is a bigger priority than family.
我哋现今世代工作大过家庭。
Children are seen as a burden rather than a blessing.
儿女被视为负累而唔系祝福。
And there's confusion about what a man is and what a woman is, and therefore there's confusion about what a father is and what a mother is.
人们对男人同女人有啲混淆，所以对父亲同母亲系乜嘢都系有啲混淆。
So this morning I want to show you that the Bible extols and exalts motherhood.
今天早上我想系俾就展明俾你睇，圣经系赞美母亲呢个嘅角色。
That God lifts up the high work of mothers and the worth of mothers.
神系高举母亲嘅工作同埋佢哋嘅价值。
Mothers, I want you to be encouraged that what you do matters to the Lord.
母亲们，我想鼓励你，你哋所做嘅系喺神嘅眼中系重要嘅。
Fathers, I want to challenge you to see the beauty and value of what mothers do.
父亲们，我想鼓励你去睇到母亲们所做嘅事嘅美同埋价值。
Children, I want to encourage you to love your mother and honor her because of what God says about mothers.
儿女们，我想鼓励你去爱你个母亲同埋敬重佢，因为神系对佢哋对母亲们所表达嘅形容。
And in particular, girls, I want to encourage you to see the beauty of what the Bible says about being godly women and godly mothers.
尤其是做女儿的，希望你们看见圣经讲关于做敬虔的妇人和敬虔的母亲的美。
And boys, as you grow up, I want you to value the things that God values in your sisters in Christ.
做儿子的，希望你在成长的过程里面重视那些神在主内姊妹里所看重的东西。
Now I want to take a moment and just acknowledge and encourage those women in our church family who would long to be mothers, but in God's kind providence haven't been given that blessing.
现在就有啲时间去提及同埋鼓励有啲我哋教会家庭入边嘅女士们，佢哋系好希望去做母亲，但喺神嘅恩典永恒嘅旨意入边暂时未能。
I want to remind you that you are dearly loved of God.
我希望去提醒你们，你们是被神所非常爱的。
That he does not withhold that which is best for you.
神不会收起对你们最好的事。
I want to remind you that he's given you Jesus, who is the greatest person.
我想提醒你，他给了耶稣你是最伟大的人。
To die for you, which is the greatest sacrifice.
去为你而死是最大的牺牲。
To save you, which is the greatest gift.
去拯救你是最大的礼物。
If you can trust in his love for you in eternally important realities, then you can trust his love for you in anything else.
如果你能够在这个永恒地重要的现实的事上面信靠神你对你的爱，那你都可以在这个范畴里面信靠神对你的爱。
Now this morning, I hope to take us through various scriptures to lift high the work and worth of mothers.
今天早上我们会看几段经文去看到圣经怎样高举母亲的工作和价值。
And so our first passage is going to be Titus 2 verses 3-5.
第一段就是提多书二章三至五节。
And our first point will be the work of a mother is good.
第一点就是母亲的工作是善的。
The work of a mother is good.
母亲的工作是善的。
And let me read for you Titus 2 verses 3-5.
提多书二章三至五节。
Yeah. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior.Not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled.
又劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人，好指教少年妇人爱丈夫，爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩。顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
And this morning, rather than walking through these verses word by word, I simply want to point out some highlights.
今天早上我不会逐个字解说，而是我想指出一些重点。
Here at the end of verse 3, God urges older women to teach what is good.
在第三节尾那里，这里讲到老年妇人应该用善道教训人。
And verse 4 makes clear that this teaching is for the purpose of training the young women.
第四节就指明个目的就是去指教少年妇人。
And the first thing that is listed is to train the young women to love their husbands and children.
第一点就是指到是要教导少年妇人爱丈夫爱儿女。
And God calls this good.
神是称呼这件事是善。
Teach what is good, and it is good for a woman to love her husband and children.
用善道教训人，使到少年妇人去爱佢嘅丈夫同埋儿女，呢个系善。
Hopefully this is very obvious to you, but I know that the pressure is building for many young women and young moms that while it's good to love their husbands and children, it is better to love their own personal success.
希望呢个对你嚟讲系好明显嘅，但系知道而家年轻母亲、年轻妇人都面对越嚟越大的压力，去相信纵然爱丈夫儿女是好，爱自己的个人成就更好。
But God says this is good.
但是神讲到这个是善，是好。
Now I want to point out a few things about this love.
我是想指出这种爱有几点。
First, this is an ordered love.
首先这个是有先后次序的爱。
Notice the order here. First, love your husband, and then second, love your children.
要留意这个次序，首先是爱你的丈夫，第二就是爱你的儿女。
And of course, as a believer, you know that your first priority is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
当然，作为信徒，你首要的是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
But after your love for God, you must love your spouse.
但你对神的爱之后，就要爱你的配偶。
One of the best things a father can do for his children is to love his wife.
其中一个父亲能够为他儿女最好的做的事就是去爱他的妻子。
One of the best things a mother can do for her children is to love her husband.
其中一样母亲对他的儿女做的最好的事就是爱他的丈夫。
Let me just remind you, you loved each other before you had kids and you're stuck with one another even after your kids are grown up and leave.
让我提醒你，在生儿育女之前，你们是互相要彼此爱护，而在儿女成长离家之后，是能够继续同心同行。
Make sure you prioritize your marriage and loving your spouse because that is the foundation for your family to thrive.
要确保婚姻先行，爱你的配偶，因为这个是让你家庭健康成长的基础。
So my dear sisters in Christ, before you are a mother, You are first a wife, so love your husband.
所以我亲爱的主内姊妹们，你是一位母亲之前，你是一位妻子，要爱你的丈夫。
And of course, as Ephesians 5 so beautifully says, brothers, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
而当然，以弗所书五章亦写得好靓，弟兄们，要你们做丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
So in order to love your children well and to demonstrate the gospel clearly, you must love God first and then love your spouse second.
因此去爱好好地爱你的儿女，就要清楚地表明福音，就是你首先要爱神，然后其次爱你的配偶。
So sisters, do what is good and love your husband and love your children with an ordered love.
姊妹们啊，要做善的事，就是爱你的丈夫，然后爱你的儿女。
Secondly, this is an affectionate love.
第二就是这个是温暖亲切的爱。
This is an affectionate love.
这个是温暖亲切的爱。
Not only should you love with an ordered love, but you should love with an affectionate love.
不单只是要用有先后次序的爱爱他们，而且是温暖亲切地爱他们。
Now you might know there are several different Greek words for love in the New Testament.
或许你知道新约里面有几个不同的希腊字去形容爱。
Oftentimes, the New Testament uses the Greek word agape to describe the sacrificial or committed love.
有很多时新约里面用希腊字 agape 去形容这个委身和牺牲的爱。
But the Greek word here is phileo.
但在这里个希腊字是用 phileo.
And phileo and agape are very similar and they're often used synonymously.
Phileo 和 agape 是很类似，而且有时是用同义词这样用法。
But phileo can carry the idea of having an affectionate kind of love.
但 phileo 是有带有这个温暖亲切的意味。
And I think that's the case here.
我认为这个情况就在这段经文里显出。
God wants mothers to have not just a committed and sacrificial love, but also an affectionate and warm love.
神不单只希望我们有牺牲和委身的爱，而且是有温暖亲切的爱。
You know, in English, there's a saying that goes like this. I love you, but I just don't like you right now.
在英文有一句是这样讲，我爱你，但我现在不喜欢你。
I don't know if there's a similar saying in Cantonese.
不知道广东话有冇类似。
This verse actually says that kind of love is not enough.
呢度经文讲到嘅，其实呢一种咁样嘅爱系唔足够。
Now I know we are Chinese.
我知道，但我哋系华人。
We are used to showing our love by serving and by sacrificing for our children.
我哋习惯咗为到我哋嘅儿女去牺牲同埋去服侍佢哋，咁样爱我哋嘅儿女。
But affection is not quite so much natural to us.
但是温暖亲切这些东西不是那么自然对我们来说。
Your children know that you love them, but sometimes they might wonder, do you like them?
你的儿女知道你爱他们，但是他们有时会疑惑，你喜不喜欢他们的呢？
Do you like spending time with them?
你喜不喜欢花时间跟他们一起的呢？
Do you talk with them?
你跟不跟他们聊天的呢？
Do you listen to them?
你同唔同佢哋？你听唔听佢哋讲嘢嘅呢
？Encourage them。
你鼓励佢哋吗
？Tell them with your words that you love them。
你有冇用你嘅说话去告诉你爱佢哋吗
？Do you ever just hug them or look at them and just smile because you love them so much？
有冇试过因为你好爱佢哋，所以拥抱佢或者系望住佢哋微笑呢
？Do they know that whatever you do, that you will love them no matter what？
佢哋知唔知道无论你佢哋做咗啲咩事，你都会爱佢哋呢
？That they could never fail so badly that you would stop loving them.
他们知不知道他们永远不会失败到一个地步你不再爱他们呢
I know you know that about your love for them, but do they know that?
你知道你对他们的爱但是他们知不知道你对他们的爱呢
And I know some cultures are less expressive and less affectionate than others, but I want to encourage you. Your children are growing up in an environment where they receive a lot of affirmation and positive encouragement everywhere else.
我知道有些文化很少表达出来没有那么多亲切的但我想鼓励你你的儿女在这个环境长大他们在这个环境外面能够收到很多的肯定和正面的鼓励
And it would be strange to receive it everywhere else but never receive it at home
如果他在外面收到那么多的正面鼓励和肯定但是他在家里面没有收到那这个是他们会觉得很奇怪
So when Titus 2 says love your husband and children this is an ordered love this is also an affectionate love
提多书第二章度讲到系爱你嘅丈夫同儿女，这个系有先后次序嘅爱，系一个温暖亲切嘅爱。
Thirdly, this is a nurturing love.
第三，这个系无微不至嘅爱。
A nurturing love.
系无微不至嘅爱。
And for this, I want to turn to the left to 1 Thessalonians 2 for just a moment.
我哋现在系打开帖撒罗尼加前书嗰度。
1 Thessalonians 2:7 says, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children."
帖撒罗尼加前书二章七节，只在你们中间全心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
Now here in this verse, Paul is describing the way he cared for the Thessalonians spiritually.
在这里经文是形容着保罗怎样去关顾帖撒罗尼加人在属灵上面的需要。
And he used the picture of a mother caring for her children.
他用一幅图画就是一个母亲照顾着自己的儿女。
And the way a mother cares for her children is that she is gentle and nurturing.
而这个母亲是怎样去照顾呢？就是很温柔和无微不至地照顾。
In general, mothers have a gentle and nurturing love towards their children.
整体来讲，母亲是应该要有温柔和无微不至的对他们的儿女。
Now this gets a little tricky, and I want to be careful. I mean, fathers should be gentle too.
这里有一个疑问是，父亲都应该是温柔的。
Fathers can't nurse their children, but they should nurture them and care for them as well.
父亲不能够乳养孩子，但是他们都可以是栽培、照顾、喂养他们。
But there is a difference between fathers and mothers.
但是母亲和父亲他们之间是有些分别。
And this is not black and white, it's not absolute.
不是黑白的，不是绝对的。
But God made men and women differently, biologically, emotionally, relationally.
但是神创造男，做男做女是有分别的，在身体上、情感上和人际关系上。
In general, God made men physically stronger than women.
整体来讲，神是做男人身体上强壮过女人。
Now I know you might be thinking, Pastor Tranway, you look pretty weak.
我知道你可能会想，于牧师你看上来很孱弱哦。
I bet I can find plenty of women that could beat you up.
我可以找到很多强壮的女人去打低你都得。
Yes, you certainly can.
你是，我可以找到这样的人。
But in general, God has made men stronger than women.
但是整体来讲，神是创造男，身体上强壮过女人。
This is why there are, or at least there should be, separate sports for men and women.
因为这样的缘故，体育运动项目里面有或者是应该要有分开男子女子比赛。
But why did God make men strong?
为什么神是做 男人是强壮呢？
Not so that we can serve ourselves and take what we want from those who are weaker.
不是以致到我们可以为自己去缘故去拿东西，或者是争在较弱小的人手中夺取我们想要的东西。
Instead, as a friend of mine recently said, God made men strong so that they can take care of and protect those who are not.
最近有位朋友跟我说，神是做男人是强壮，是因为可以看顾和保护那些不强壮的人。
In contrast, God made a woman's body strong in a different way.
相对来说，神是做女人的身体在另一方面强壮。
Strong enough to bear a child and deliver a child and then nurse that child.
强壮到可以是驮住个婴儿生他出来和乳养个婴儿。
That takes strength.
这个都是需要强壮。
And beyond the physical differences, there are emotional and relational differences too.
在身体上的分别以外，还有情感上和人际关系上面的分别。
God's word emphasized that men ought to be strong and courageous.
神的话语去强调，男人是应该要刚强壮胆。
You can look and see that in Joshua 1 and in 1 Kings 2.
在约书亚记第一章和列王纪上第二章。
But on the other hand, God's word emphasizes in 1 Peter 3 that women ought to have a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in God's sight.
另外一个方面，神的话语亦都强调在彼得前书第三章讲到，要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
The emphasis is that men should be strong and courageous.
那个重点是男人要刚强壮胆。
And women should be gentle and quiet.
女人应该要温柔安静。
In spirit.
在灵里面。
Women and men are different, and therefore fathers and mothers are different.
男人和女人是有分别，因此父亲和母亲也都有分别。
To be sure, there's a lot of overlap in parenting.
当然在教养儿女上面有很多重叠的地方。
There's a sharing of duties.
有一起分担的工作。
But there are also important distinctions that are part of God's good and wise design.
但在神的美善和有智慧的设计里面是有很重要的分别。
Whereas scripture places an emphasis on fathers giving instruction and discipline and exhortation, Scripture emphasizes that a mother should have a gentle and nurturing love.
聖經強調父親應有教導、管教和勸勉的工作，而強調母親是應有溫柔和無微不至的愛。
Children thrive when they have both.
當小朋友是有這兩樣的時候，就能夠茁壯成長。
And again, 1 Thessalonians 2:7 says, But we were gentle among you like a nursing mother taking care of her own children.
帖撒羅尼迦前書二章七節，只在你們中間全心溫柔，如同母親與養自己的孩子。
So this is an ordered love, an affectionate love, and a nurturing love.
咁呢個愛係有先後次序嘅愛，温暖親切嘅愛，無微不至嘅愛。
Lastly, this is also a learned love.
最後呢個係後天學習翻嚟嘅愛。
This is a learned love, as Titus 2:4 says.
呢個係後天學習翻嚟嘅愛，係喺提多書二章四節嗰度咁講。
Titus 2:4 says they are to teach what is good and so train the young women to love their husbands and children.
用善道教訓人，好指教少年婦人愛丈夫、愛兒女。
It is good for a woman to love her husband and children.
係一個丈夫一個婦人愛佢哋嘅丈夫同埋兒女係善同埋美好嘅。
It's good, but that doesn't mean it's easy.
呢個係善嘅，但係唔係意思係容易。
In fact, sometimes it feels impossibly hard to love.
其實有時係非常困難咁樣去先能夠愛到。
In some ways, loving your children comes naturally.
某啲程度嚟講，愛你嘅兒女係好自然嘅事。
But in other ways, it must be taught.
但另一方面嚟講，亦都係要有人指導。
It must be trained.
要有人訓練。
It must be learned.
係學翻嚟嘅。
This is a learned love.
呢個係後天學習嘅愛。
One thing I learned from another older pastor is that when the Bible gives a command, you should assume this means that you naturally don't want to obey it.
有一樣我從一個年老嘅牧者去學習翻嚟，就係當聖經俾一個命令嘅時候，你就自然可以去假設你係自然唔想遵從佢。
The Bible never commands us to love ourselves. It doesn't have to because we'll do that naturally.
聖經冇去命令我哋愛自己，因為我哋自己自然就會咁樣做。
But the Bible tells us not to grumble because our natural tendency will be to grumble.
但係聖經告訴我哋不要埋怨，因為我哋自然就會係埋怨。
The Bible tells us to consider others as more important than ourselves because our natural tendency is to think of ourselves as more important.
聖經告訴我哋看別人比自己重要，因為我哋自然嘅反應就係覺得自己重要過別人。
So here, when it says to young women that they need to be taught to love their husbands and children, it is because it is not easy. In some ways, it does not come naturally.
呢度經文提到少年婦人係要被訓練去愛自己嘅丈夫兒女，因為呢個唔係容易，有某程度上嚟講係唔係自然發生嘅。
Now I hope this is encouraging and comforting to you mothers to hear, because there's nothing more discouraging than to know that you're struggling as a mom and to think that you're the only one.
我希望呢一點係能夠讓母親們受到安慰同埋鼓勵，因為冇嘢灰心得過係自己作為母親孤身作戰，以為自己一個人面對呢個困難。
To think that being a loving mother should be easy and come naturally can be a source of immense guilt and discouragement.
去以為做一個充滿愛心嘅母親應該係容易同埋最自然不過嘅事，咁嘅諗法係可以帶來極大嘅罪疚感同埋灰心失望。
So I want to encourage you with this.
我希望以下嘅去鼓勵你。
It's not automatic or natural. That's why the Bible talks about it.
呢個唔係自動或者自然嘅，因此聖經係講出嚟。
It takes time and effort. That's why it uses the word train.
呢個係要時間同埋努力嘅，因此聖經就用訓練呢個。
And it takes help. That's why older women are commanded to help teach the younger women.
呢個係需要別人嘅幫助，因此聖經吩咐老年婦人去教導少年婦人。
Parenting can be very isolating.
教養兒女係可以讓人孤立無援。
We're all scared to ask for help because we don't want to admit that we don't know.
我哋好驚去請教別人，因為我哋驚人哋知道我哋唔識。
We want others to think that we have it all together, and we're terrified that others might find out we don't.
我哋係好驚，我哋去希望別人知道我哋自己搞得掂，我哋好懼怕別人知道自己其實搞唔掂。
So we hide.
我哋係躲避。
We pretend.
我哋裝假。
And we suffer alone.
我哋自己默默承受。
Young mothers.Being a mother who loves your children with an affectionate and nurturing love is not easy. So be willing to receive help.
年輕的母親，作為一個母親去愛你的兒女，是用這個溫暖親切無微不至的愛是不容易的，要願意接受幫助。
And older mothers, you don't need to feel like you did everything right in order to help others.
老年的母親，你不需要去覺得樣樣都要做對才可以幫到別人。
Your failures and mistakes can help a struggling mom know that she's not alone.
你的失敗和撞板是可以讓到遇到困難的母親知道她不是她自己面對這個問題。
And you can help someone else avoid the mistakes that you made.
你可以帮助他人避免你所犯过的过错。
This is part of what it means to be a church family, that we help one another.
这个就是我们作为教会一家的一个意思，就是我们彼此帮助。
Now the end of verse 5 gives the reason why older women should teach the younger women to do all these things.
第五节就给了一个理由去为什么是要这样做。
It says to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands. Why?
爱丈夫、爱儿女、谨守、贞洁、料理家务、待人有恩、顺服自己的丈夫。点解？
That the word of God may not be reviled, it says.
免得神的道理被毁谤。
To put it positively, teach the young women to live in this way so that the word of God may be praised.
正面来看，教导少年妇人去这样生活，他就能够是让神的话语被赞扬。
What's at stake here is not just having a good family or happy children. What's at stake here is having a life that pleases and glorifies God.
这个关键不是只是有一个好的家庭或者快乐的儿女，最重要的关键是活出一个神荣耀神和荣誉神的生命。
So that's the first point in our outline. The work of a mother is good.
我们第一个点就是母亲的工作是善。
It honors God and it pleases Christ.
是荣耀神，是讨悦基督。
Secondly, the worth of a mother is great.
第二点，母亲的价值是非常之大。
The worth of a mother is great.
母亲的价值是非常之大。
And for this, I want you to turn back to Proverbs 31.
我们一起看箴言第31篇。
You know, it's easy to take someone for granted when they do a job that is important but easy.
当有人是做一样重要工作但是容易的时候，我们就视之为理所当然。
And it's easy to take someone for granted when they do a job that is hard but unimportant.
当有人做一样很困难的工作，但是那样工作是不重要的话，我们都视之为理所当然。
But when someone does a job that is both incredibly important and incredibly difficult, they deserve recognition and praise.
但当有人做一个工作是极之重要而且极之困难的时候，他们就配得肯定和称赞。
In many ways, there is no job that is more difficult and yet more important than being a mother.
在很多方面来看，没一样工作是比做母亲更加困难和更加重要。
Now, the working world gives recognition and praise through someone's salary, right?
在这个重视工作的世代，我们是衡量一个人的成功和肯定是通过他的薪金。
I came across a website that tried to measure how much a mother's work is worth by calculating how much it would cost to hire someone to do everything that a full-time mother would do.
我在网站看到有一个是量度下究竟母亲的工作如果是请人做的话究竟是值多少钱。
The total they came up with was $116,000 a year.
最后的金额是$116,000一年。
Now granted, it was a little bit higher for this past year because they factored in some extra tutoring that mothers had to do because of COVID.
当然过去这一年是因为肺炎的缘故是有会加多一点下去，因为母亲是做一个私人补习。
They came up with this number by taking a certain task, calculating how many hours a week, and weeks each year that would be spent doing this task, and then multiply that by an average hourly wage for that task.
这个的金额是每一个工作是个时薪是多少，然后一个礼拜是多少个钟做这种工作，然后乘翻出来的平均时薪。
So for instance, a full-time mom is a child care worker who watches the kids 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, and at $13.50 an hour, that came out to $28,000.
全职母亲是一个儿童照顾者，就是每个礼拜40个钟，52个礼拜一年，就是13个半一个钟，最后就是28,000一年。
But a full-time mom is also a nurse who cleans wounds and puts on band-aids.
而全职母亲亦都是一个护士，是去清洁伤口、贴胶布。
A chauffeur who drives the kids to and from activities.
是一个司机去接送仔女去一个由一个地方去另一个地方。
An extracurricular activity director to plan those activities.
是一个课外活动主任去计划这些课外活动。
A detective to figure out what the kids are up to.
係一個偵探去諗睇下啲細路究竟諗緊想搞啲乜嘢。
A policeman to break up the fights and a judge to determine who is wrong and what the punishment will be。
係警員制止打鬥，同埋一個法官決定邊個做錯咩事係點樣判刑。
Not to mention a cook and a nutritionist。
啊，更加唔使講係一個廚師、營養師。
A housekeeper and cleaner。
家務助理。
An event planner for birthdays。
生日派對統籌。
A laundry worker。
洗衣工人。
A relationship counselor。
係輔導員。
Interior designer，
室内设计
；fashion consultant and shopper，
服装顾问、采购员
；and a personal tutor，
同埋私人补习老师。
Moms， today might be a good day to negotiate for a raise or at least some vacation time。
母亲们，今日系一个好日子去谈判要加薪或者加假期。
It's easy to take for granted all the little things that mothers do every day without being asked and without being thanked. So we should work hard to notice and appreciate all the little ways and the big ways that.That mothers sacrifice and care for their families.
我哋好容易忽视母亲所做嘅所有呢啲微小嘅事，视之为理所当然。佢哋唔使人问，亦都冇人多谢，都会每日去做。我哋要注意同埋感激母亲们大大小小为照顾家庭所作嘅牺牲。
And mothers, I want to encourage you, even when no one else notices, the Lord sees and the Lord notices and the Lord is pleased with you and will reward you.
母亲们，我都想鼓励，就是当没人见到你的工作的时候，主是看见，亦都留意，主亦都是喜悦同埋报答你。
So I shared with you that one website calculated that a mother's worth is a work is worth about $116,000 a year. But what does the Bible say a mother is worth?
当刚才分享到嗰个嘅网站就话，母亲一年嘅工作系值116,000元一年，但系圣经点讲个价值呢
？I mentioned earlier that Proverbs 31:10 says.That an excellent wife is more precious than jewels.
之前係分享過箴言第31:10講才德的婦人的價值勝過珍珠。
But let's look at the end of Proverbs 31 to see what it says about mothers.
而睇到第31最尾嗰度係點樣講到關於母親嘅
？Proverbs 31 verses 27 to 31.
係箴言第31第27-31。他觀察家務並不吃閒飯。她的兒女起來稱她有福，她的丈夫也稱讚她，說：才德的女子很多，唯獨你超過一切。艷麗是虛假的，美容是虛浮的，唯敬畏耶和華的婦女必得稱讚。願她享受操作所得的，願她的工作在城門口榮耀她。
Notice here it says that her children bless her.
注意到佢嘅兒女去祝福佢。
Her husband praises her.
佢嘅丈夫讚美佢。
She is praised even in the gates of the city where the people would do business and the leaders would gather.
在城门口就是那些人在那里做生意和那些领袖聚集的地方他都被称赞。
The fact that this is recorded in the scriptures means that even the Lord praises mothers.
这件事是在圣经里面记载意思是神也是赞美母亲。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the work that a mother does in loving, instructing, and raising a child has an impact on eternity.
因为母亲所作的就是爱护和教导儿女在永恒里面是有极大影响。
You know, one pastor said it this way, your greatest contribution to the kingdom may not be something you do, but someone you raise.
一个牧者这样说，你对神的国最大的贡献可能不是你做了什么，而是你培育了一个人。
Just consider for a moment that Paul recorded two names in 2 Timothy 1:5.
去想想保罗 是记录了两个名字在提摩太后书1:5那里。
Lois, Timothy's grandmother, and Eunice, Timothy's mother.
罗尔是提摩太的祖母，友尼基是提摩太的母亲。
Because they passed on their faith to Timothy.
因为他们将信仰是传了给提摩太。
Well, what an amazing legacy in this life and in the life to come.
这个真是今生和来生的一个很好的产业。
So the work of a mother is good, and the worth of a mother is great.
母亲的工作是善，而母亲的价值是非常之高。
And lastly, a word to mothers about grace.
而最后一点就是对母亲说的关于恩典的说话。
A word to mothers about grace.
是对母亲说的关于恩典的说话。
I know that Mother's Day is a sweet and encouraging day, but I also understand that being a mother is...So difficult and demanding that perhaps you find yourself discouraged the other 364 days a year.
我知道母親節是一個很甜蜜和很鼓勵的一日，但是知道是做母親是很困難，同埋係好用好多努力，係可能你另外嗰364日都會灰心。
After all, Proverbs 31 is the celebration of a godly wife and mother, but it's this perfect picture.
箴言三十一章所形容的这个财德的妇人是一个很敬虔的母亲和妻子，但这个是一个完美的图画。
No woman can fully measure up to that.
没有一个妇人能够完全达到这个。
It could be a helpful goal to strive for, but it's a terrible standard to judge yourself by.
这个是一个很好的目标去努力向着那里，但是是一个极差的标准去评断自己。
So for the mother who agrees with everything that we've looked at but feels weighed down and burdened by this, I want to give you a word of grace.
对母亲或者之前听到所分享的都赞同，但是觉得是一个很大的重压，很大的重担，我希望是给一个恩典的说话。
So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
我们一起看以弗所书二章八至九节。
Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9.
以弗所书二章八至九节。
It says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
I want to remind you, your relationship with God is not determined by how many good works you do or by how many times you fail.
我想提醒大家，你对你同神的关系不是由你究竟有做了多少的善功或者多少次失败来断定。
Similarly, your relationship with God is not determined by how good you are at motherhood.
同样地，你同神的关系不是由究竟你是一个多好的母亲来断定。
Your acceptance with God is based only upon the grace of God that He showed us through the gospel.
你被神所接纳是单单基于神在福音里面显明给我们看的恩典。
Your acceptance with God is based entirely upon the fact that Jesus died in your place to pay for your sins and that He rose again to give you life.
你被神接纳是完全是基于耶稣为代你而死，去为你的罪去赎价，而亦都是为你而到去复活，去给生命你。
God loves us and saves us in spite of our sin, not because of our goodness.
神是爱我们，拯救我们，纵然我们的罪，而不是因为我们的善。
And this gives peace, this gives assurance, this gives joy.
这个给我们平安，给我们确据，给我们喜乐。
You didn't earn his favor, and so therefore you can't lose it.
你没有赚取他的恩惠，你也都不会去失去这个恩惠。
One author by the name of Jerry Bridges says, Our worst days are never so bad that you're beyond the reach of God's grace. And your best days are never so good that you're beyond the need of God's grace.
一位作者毕哲斯咁讲：我们最差的日子不会差到让神嘅恩典触及不到你，你最好的日子不会让到你脱离需要神嘅恩典。
So everything you do, it should be out of the joy of knowing that you've been loved and accepted by God's grace, by His undeserved kindness.
所有做嘅嘢嘅喜乐，都系因为知道已经被神爱同埋被神嘅恩典接纳。
When you believe this, this affects everything.
当你这样相信的时候，这样影响了你一切。
This affects the way you treat others.
影响了你怎样待人。
This affects the way you handle disappointment.
影响了你怎样去处理失败。
This affects the way you react when other people fail.
怎样处理当别人去失败。
When your children fail.
当你的儿女失败。
Or when you fail.
当你失败。
Those who are most aware of their need for grace will be eager to give grace to others.
那些最意识自己需要神恩典的人会热切地施予别人恩典。
Now, I began today by talking about valuable treasures that we might overlook in our homes.
今天开始的时候讲到我们家中很多时忽略的一些很贵重的东西。
My hope is that we would not overlook or underestimate the work and worth of mothers.
我的盼望是我们不会去忽视或者低估了母亲的工作和价值。
Instead, let's join in praising and extolling the work and the worth of mothers.
让我们一起的去赞美和高举母亲的工作和价值。
The work of a mother is good.
母亲的工作是善。
The worth of a mother is great.
母亲的价值是非常之高。
And a word to mothers about grace.
是一番说话是关于恩典。
So I hope these truths have caused you fathers and children to love and appreciate your mothers more.
希望这些真理能够让到父亲和儿女们去更加爱和感激你的母亲。
And I hope that these points have been challenging but also refreshing to you mothers.
對母親來說，希望這些重點能夠是有挑戰性，能夠使人煥然一新。
And for all of us, I hope this causes us to not just praise our mothers, but to praise our wise and merciful Creator who has filled our world and our lives with goodness.
對我們所有人來說，希望這個能夠引起我們不單止對母親的讚美，而且是對這位有智慧、有憐憫的創造主的讚美。
Praise God for the goodness of family.
是讚美神給我們家庭的美善。
The goodness of love.
愛的美善。
And the goodness of mothers.
和母親的美善。
Let's pray.
我們一起禱告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this chance to look into your word and to see what it says about mothers.
天父，我們好感謝你給我們機會去看看經文講關於母親的事情。
We know that every good thing in this life comes from your hand.
我們知道每一樣的好事都是從你的手而來。
And so, Lord, help us to love and appreciate the mothers that you have put in our lives.
天父，我們就將感謝和讚美是獻給我們神你擺在我們生命裡面的母親。
We also thank you for the spiritual mothers that you have put in this church who love others and disciple others.
我們也都是擺上感謝，因為有很多母親是擺上愛和去訓練一班的人。
And Father, more than just appreciating mothers, we want to praise you.
天父，我們不單止是要讚美母親，我們也都要讚美你。
Because in your goodness and grace, you gave us something even greater than mothers.
因為在你的恩典和美善底下，你比一樣是更重要過母親。
You've given us salvation through your Son Jesus Christ.
你比過是由你耶穌，你的愛子耶穌基督而來的救恩。
And we pray that you would help us to remember him always.
我们求神你帮助我们去常常纪念耶稣，
that we would find joy and rest in his grace.
好使我们在祂的恩典里面找到喜乐和平安。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.